Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steelers are on the move. First down from the 30. Hodges sets the feet. Floats it upstairs. It is caught. Oh, what a grab by Washington. Touchdown, Steelers.
It felt a little different just because I knew that I was playing at home. And I knew there was a little bit of a bigger expectation. But, I mean, I think I took it in well. I mean, I was just really excited to come out here and have an opportunity to play football because, I mean, football's fun. Football's really fun, and it's always great when you get to win.
Words to live by. Duck Hodges. And we're Pony and Muller presented by Chapin Luana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. On this day of mourning in Cleveland, celebration in Pittsburgh, Chris Muller singing a different tune. He has buried the Browns. He is leaving that in his past. He is a new man with a fresh start and a new beginning today. And Duck Hodges must feel like he's on top of the world. The first undrafted rookie quarterback to start 2-0 since some guy in 1987 who
He's the only quarterback undrafted.
Eddie Rubert or something like
it's
that.
It's like Joe Rub Rub Rob or whatever. Like one of Joe's creations, Starkey's creations. It's the only guy in history, you could put it this way, Pony, undrafted free agent to start 2-0 ever in a non-strike season.
Damn.
Ever. So I think anything that happened in 82 or 87 should always come with a small asterisk.
So
at
what
least.
did you think of Hodges? Because I went and looked at some of the guys who I respect on the Steelers beat there. Analysis of the way he played yesterday. Kabali gave Duck a B. Fittipaldo gave Hodges a B. What did you think?
I would probably have been in that letter grade category. I think that was the most convenient one to give him, because if you give him an A, I think you're saying the guy played like a whale of a football game, which he didn't. Whether he or Deontay Johnson was causing that interception, it was a very, very, very inopportune time for a turnover, and it easily could have cost them the game. For the first, 28 minutes of the game, he did absolutely nothing of substance. They were down 10-3. They looked lifeless. They were horrid in the first quarter. I would give him, I think if you gave him, though, like a C, that's grading him too harshly for his second career start. I think a B to B minus, B plus, somewhere in that letter grade range is right. And here's why. I said before the game, one of the few things I'll take as having been correct yesterday coming out of my mouth, because I said 23-9 Browns like a real idiot.
So you're celebrating the small victories here.
Yeah,
I have to.
Well, I think a little self-love and self-care is the first step towards rehabilitation here for me. I did say that I didn't buy for a second Mike Tomlin maybe being correct if he was saying, I expect Duck not to kill us, in this insinuation that their defense alone could win it. I thought he had to throw at least one touchdown and on a base level make some plays to help them out. He did. The ball that Washington toe-tapped on the sideline was a ball really only he's going to catch. I thought the throw that ended up in a touchdown for him was a very risky throw and a floater, but Washington went up and made a play. I thought his couple of best throws of the day were the one that Jones caught over the middle, which I thought was a really good pass, and then the one down the right sideline to Washington that dropped right in over the defender's shoulder. He made enough plays, and with one major exception, he did not kill the Steelers with sacks or ill-advised passes, even though he tried to throw one left-handed. I would give him a B. You're going to disagree because you already said you are, but I unfortunately think that I'm right in line with everybody else. I think you're going to go much more harsh and say C minus.
No, I'm going to say way better, because I think that most of the critiques of Hodges have been nitpicking and have been through like previous or past lens that we used to use to evaluate guys like Ben Roethlisberger. There are extenuating and mitigating circumstances with Hodges that make the numbers that he posted yesterday seem way more superlative and way less pedestrian. For example, look at the players he had around him.
Yeah. Deion Kane.
Deion Kane. Deontay Johnson who, I'm going to forgive Deontay Johnson for this, outside of an end around, did not have a very good game. I'm guessing because this team like almost ended his season 18 days ago, he probably didn't have his head fully in this game. As a rookie, I can understand that. That he went maybe looking for revenge in other sort of ways and sometimes lost his cool. He got flagged for a penalty when he took a shot at a guy after the whistle. So I get that. James Washington is coming on. The tight ends have been completely invisible in this offense. We kind of had an idea that Benny Snell was going to be the feature back yesterday, but we didn't know that for sure. So for Hodges to surmount a 10-0 gap with that cast of characters, I give him huge marks for that. And I think it's really hard when you're in that situation, and you probably know that the coaching staff does not have complete trust in you yet and faith in you, to have the confidence in yourself to try to at least make those plays downfield and not just dump it off and try to do the most conservative, safe thing. I think Hodges deserves credit for that too. He was the better of the two quarterbacks yesterday. And I know that Baker Mayfield faced a better defense, but he also had much better players. And that's a game where when you're the number one overall pick and you're the face of a franchise, you've got to find a way to win that game.
When you're the number one pick and your defense has given you a gift, or the Steelers have given you a gift, you've got a chance to take the team down the field and win the game, or tie the game, I should say. I think that's when you're expected to do it. Mayfield had two drives that looked really good, and then the one at the start of the second half looked really good for a while. Looked like things were going to get cooking for him again. But yeah, outside of that, Hodges outplayed him. I thought Hodges showed, I hate when people cite this about quarterbacks, but I mean, it is somewhat relevant in his case, poise.
He's got guts.
It didn't feel like after the first quarter of the game, and it's a luxury that the Steelers defense affords you that not every team's would. After that first quarter, I do think he settled in. One of the things I think about him, and I said this on the pregame show with Dorn yesterday, he strikes me as a rhythm passer. Once he gets going and sees a couple get completed, I think he becomes a better football player. He's more decisive. He's bolder with his decision-making. And I got the sense that in that two-minute drill when it was, hey, we're going to get out there and we're going to actually try to get points on the board, he just started letting the ball go. It's like a boxer when they say he let his hands go and just started throwing punches. And when he started throwing punches, what do you know? It was pretty good. When they actually stopped and ditched the mentality of we don't want Duck to kill us, he rewarded them. That would be the most encouraging thing I would take moving forward. You have to be really judicious about how much you expose him. But once they let him throw the ball, he did a good job of it.
And this is another example to me of how the Hodges critiques have been way too harsh. The offense going into that game, the last four games, two in Pittsburgh with Mason Rudolph against Indy and the Rams, and then the two on the road against Cleveland and Cincinnati, the offense had never scored more than one touchdown in any of those games. Not more than one. And some of those games were played still with Juju in the lineup and James Conner, so he exceeded those expectations. Hodges' passer rating was 96 yesterday. Ben Roethlisberger last year, I think some people thought it was a really good year from Ben, right? I mean, we disagreed with that, but he led the league in passing yards. I've heard some people call it one of Ben's best years, okay? Passer rating of 96 in 16 starts last year with Antonio Brown in the lineup. How many games do you think Ben had of a 96 passer rating or better, Chris? 16 starts.
Three.
Four.
His passer rating was close to league average last year. Ben's was for the season because league average has crept upward and upward.
So then Duck Hodges in his first home start against a team that was hot with a number one overall pick opposing him at quarterback. Duck Hodges with those weapons produced a league average passer rating. That's pretty good. That's really good, I think. So I give him an A because I think there were opportunities, there were plenty of reasons for him to fall on his face and fail yesterday, and he didn't.
There was something else about it, and it wasn't something he did or anything else, but it was something I noticed because I think a thing with quarterbacks always has to be, especially a guy in his setting, does he rally the guys to him? Do players want to go out there? David DeCastro is one of the more tenured guys on this team and was asked about Hodges. And instead of, I thought this was very telling. Instead of, effusive praise, He praised him, but he said, I'm sure he'd like things back, like the interception. We all would. We're professionals. Man, that tells me you believe in the guy enough to like give an honest evaluation of him. He didn't crucify him for it, but he also didn't just fall all over himself and almost, because Tomlin did this too. I thought this was great by Mike Tomlin. I forget whose story it was in. Maybe Sean Gentile's or Mark Abali's. Did not pay Duck any extra attention this week.
Oh, you want to hear it? Here it is. This is Tomlin, what he said about Duck.
Is a great clip.
I wanted him to know that I had confidence in him, and I thought extra time and extra points of emphasis and more dialogue than normal would prove to him that I didn't. And so I was very conscious of my interactions with him. It was no more than normal because I wanted him to know that we had real confidence in him.
I think that they all displayed that in the way they talked about him after the fact. I think Doran said this to me many times, that there are a lot of seventh rounders and undrafted guys in the league who stick because they get a shot, they seize it, and then guys respond to that. I think that's what's happening here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.